Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Everyone telling you be of good cheer.
This is better, pal.
Wow, wow, wow.
Anybody ever have a better voice than Andy Williams?
Have you ever listened to the band Cinderella?
No.
That's the answer.
Kip Winger.
Okay. That actually might be the answer. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is 590 The Fan KFNS. My name is Tim McKernan. Best in the business. Excited about it. Another year. I don't know when the run will end. I'm sure there's a young tyke out there who will eventually supplant me.
Mm-hmm. Raby.
What?
Someone will take your Raby. Measure.
He's coming for you. And you know it.
No, he's not. Email on the Hot Shots email today, Doug. It's the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The emailers seem to ratchet their games up for Christmas. They've done that for years, and it's always fun to kind of see what the hipster of Tower Grove South comes up with. And we every year we're like, will the rat in Bloomsdale reemerge just for Christmas?
Yeah. That's just what I think about this
time
of year.
It's like a big homecoming is what it is. Mm-hmm.
Petromart sponsors Kelly Chase every Thursday here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It's clean, fast, it's friendly. Not only can you fill up your gas tank, but you can also fill up your stomach with all kinds of treats. It's Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 Gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly. Well, this is it. And I don't like that it's it. Because I think she has been one of the best guests in the history of this show. And that's saying something, considering the storied guests.
We don't usually even have guests, but it's still saying something. Boy, when you considered the storied guests we've had.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Ann.
Well, good morning, my friends. How are we before the holidays? Excited? All your gifts are wrapped? You feeling great?
Yeah, actually, that describes me. And
I haven't wrapped yet.
I usually am not really all that excited for Christmas. Haven't been probably in 20 years. But now that I have a child, I view Christmas totally differently. And I couldn't be more excited.
Of course. That's the biggest difference. I mean, everything's just so much more fun with little ones around, right?
That is the case, Doug. I'm looking forward to it this year. Lisa, we were talking about tribbing.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You just went from kids making Christmas better to that.
Well, talking about ABA basketball.
The graphic over my shoulder changed, and I had to get to the copy. And the Plowhawk here, and that's who you talk to in the commercial breaks. Mm-hmm. The Plowhawk said, in his estimation, when lesbians in general, we're not talking about stag scenes, but lesbians in general, or just two women get together, I think it'd be better to say that, just two women, and they have a sexual session, right, that only 2% of the time will it involve tribbing / scissoring. Do you think that number is too high or too low?
I'm going to say it's probably on the money because
we don't know
this culture that well, right? And they're also more private. They're not out there expressing what they're doing in their free time. But the only reason I say it's 2% is because every time I was ever asked to do it on set, I would have this negotiation with the director. Like, have you ever met a lesbian and do they actually do this in real life? I've never even heard of this before. And so we'd go through this thing and they'd say, yes, this is very popular. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it, but I don't get it. So let's just sticking with 2% is fair.
Oh God, this is such a letdown.
I'm so sorry. You should have hit me up first and told me who I should go with. But I mean, I'm just giving you facts.
No, you know, we had Ariana Marie in studio last year, right around this time, Doug. Was it December 22nd?
I don't know what the date was.
And and she said that anytime the director says they got to do it, she hates it. Mm. And that honestly makes me start to wonder if it's real.
It's so incredibly awkward. And usually it's a male director telling you to do it. And
who would know better than a straight male what a gay woman would like?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But we always would negotiate. Like, you know, this is just a waste of everyone's time. No one does this. So those are the fun things about
it. I'm going to pretend like this segment never happened. Mm-hmm. That's how
okay.
I'm going to have
to. Let's talk about something
fun. Your world has really been rocked this morning, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Do you know that when I first got in the business, one of the first girls I worked with was Portia Lynn? You remember Portia Lynn?
Do you remember Portia Lynn?
No, I like her cars.
No. female performer, 1990s maybe?
Yep. Okay. Tall, reddish hair. Mm. I'll tweet a picture of her and I that I found not too long ago, and you'll get to see what she looks like. But Daryl Strawberry was a big fan of hers and used to come to all of our shows. So I'd see him at like AVN, you know, and he'd be out and about. And he was quite an interesting character who at that age, I was too young and I was kind of intimidated. But now reading about all of his, you know, his shenanigans, like this was stuff that I was hearing about that I didn't believe that it was true. And now I'm like, man, that was really true. The girls were in the dugout with him.
Yeah, we just played that soundbite. You might have heard it.
Well, the I'm locker so proud
room.
Of him.
I don't know about the dugout.
Well, locker room. Locker but I mean, room, this was during play. Yes. This was like not a bathroom break. This was like, oh, let me go handle something really quick. And there was girls in there. It's awesome. What a
Wasn't
life
that awesome?
Lived.
Yeah, Doug, those 86 Mets, they had themselves a time.
They sure did.
Yeah, and a world championship for that matter. Hey, yeah. Lisa Ann, you know what I've been listening to? You know what I've been listening to? Your podcast. That's what I've been listening to.
Oh, you're so nice.
I really have, though. I like that Allison Tyler. Obviously, I'm catching up because that's a few sodes ago.
Right.
You guys were talking it over. Doug, I would recommend Lisa Ann's podcast, The Lisa Ann Experience, TLA.
What I loved about Allison Tyler was just, it kind of like Kendra Sunderland as well. They both admitted that being in the business made them more sexually comfortable with themselves. And I think that's very common for a lot of young women because you can be so open on set and tell the guy something and he's not going to get offended. It's really, it's business, right? So you're talking about what you like and what you don't like. And you can easily say to him, I don't like that or I do like this. And you can find out what you like by kind of dictating policy. It's a great space for a young woman to find her sexual prowess.
Doug, it's a great space for a young woman to find her sexual prowess.
I've been busy reading a book comparing and contrasting Artist Gilmore and Moses Malone. Who would you rather have down low as your big fellow?
Probably Moses Malone.
Yeah.
Doug, would you agree with that take?
I think he was a better player over the long haul. Sure.
Gilmore was a much better defender, Doug, as you well
Doug doesn't
know.
Value defense.
Well, no.
Doesn't value defense. Never has. Lisa Ann, are you in a bunch of championships this weekend?
I am. I made it down, slimmed it down to four. I lost three matchups last week over less than 0.25 points.
Oh, my God.
You wake up on Wednesday hoping for a scoring adjustment, something, and nothing, and it's just over. But I mean, it was little things. I mean, I had the team. The team was great, but you get Keenan Allen goes out, OJ Howard goes out, Cameron Brake goes out. You know, players were just injured left and right last week, so it really affected those points adding up. And if you didn't have Todd Gurley and you went against Todd Gurley, lights out.
Yeah.
Lights out.
He's like 50 points, depending on if you're PPR and all that. But yeah,
isn't that exciting?
Devontae Freeman killed me, sister.
Yep, there's one or two players that killed everybody. And, you know, the Rams are such an exciting story this year. I know it's tough for you guys to talk
about. Wrong station. Mm-hmm.
But it's just neat for these players to get a totally different outlook on their season as they end their season. Whereas last year had to be kind of dismal. When you're playing for a horrible team, you want it to be over. And then when it's over, you feel your career slipping away from you. And this is what athletes tell me because they know they're not going to get a ton of endorsements. They know their agent isn't going to be bringing them with new possibilities because those possibilities are going to the winners of the season. So their summer becomes very flat and kind of depressing. And I'm excited for that young squad to go out there and have a nice summer and be excited about what they've accomplished.
Are people in L.A. now starting to care about the Rams or are they still excited about Kobe having both 8-24 retired?
Yeah, I don't think people still realize the Rams are here. I don't think they know where the Coliseum is. I don't think they're willing to sit in traffic on a Sunday. But the turnout for Kobe, you know, floor seats that night. I mean, geez, the floor seats that night were normally $5,000 for a Monday night game, went up to $15,000-$20,000. Mm-hmm. And that the place was sold out. And I'm like, man, Kobe still brings in a high dollar.
Have you ever met Kobe?
I have. Yep. There was about three seasons where I went to almost every home Lakers game.
Is that right?
Yep. So I would be, you know, I would just hang out in the chairman's lounge with Jeannie's dad.
Jerry Buss?
How'd you get in there?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I got connects. That's one great thing about doing porn. I mean, people want you places. It's pretty awesome.
Clip that off and use it forever.
Yeah, Jeannie was in Playboy.
Yes, she is such a cool woman. By the way, we should all wish her well. She's homesick right now with a stomach flu.
Jeannie,
I love
if you're streaming,
woman.
We wish you well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what, did you have a relationship with the owner? Is that what this
Dr.
is?
Dr. Jerry Buss, a poker player, Doug.
Nope, I just stayed neutral. I just liked to go to the games, and I had friends that worked for the arena and would get me great seats, and I would just get to go and take my other friends, and we'd sit in the lounge and kill time while traffic was laying out. What's funny is, you know, LA is such a non-smoking place, but Jack Nicklaus, of course, has to smoke, right?
Nicholson.
So, Nicholson, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Has the Golden
to smoke.
Bear Doug.
I'm so not awake quite yet. And so they built a smoking room in the middle of the Chairman's Lounge just for him when they were putting that
Oh, really?
And that was Jeannie Buss's idea to cater to him because he was such a big fan. I was like, well, that's amazing what rules can be broken. You know what I mean? We're in this no smoke community where you have to be like across the street from LAX. But hey.
What kind of special perks did you get?
You know, got good seats, got to hang out, got to watch a lot of games. Wow. In the era where, the Lakers were good then, 2005 to 2008.
Yeah. Some NBA titles in there, weren't there?
Yeah. Now it's like no one wants to go with the whole big baller brand effect.
Oh, is that right? Is that turn people off? I'm so annoyed by the whole thing.
Annoyed?
Yeah.
You can't even get people to go right now. They're so annoyed.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, it's annoying as well because the press is kind of talking to him like he's part of this team. You know, the dad is just the worst ever. He's like a dance mom gone bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, just this, it's just horrible and the mockery of it all and him pulling the younger kid out of UCLA. I mean, just come on. People are disgusted by it. And it's kind of like when, do you remember when Kim K was dating Chris Humphries?
Doug, do you remember he was with the Nets, was he not?
At that time he was with the Lakers.
Oh, he was with the Lakers.
Didn't he marry one of the Jenners or something?
He married Kim Kardashian. They were together for about 72 days.
Yeah.
Long relationship. But at that time, they were bringing the cameras into Staples Center. It was like becoming a reality show thing. That was around 2010. Everyone stopped going, and a lot of season ticket holders haven't gone back since. And now with the big baller brand thing, that same mindset is
so who owns the Los Angeles sports market right now? Dodgers?
Dodgers. The Clippers really have taken a turn where the Clippers tickets are harder to get than Lakers tickets now.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Clip show.
You know, by the way, with the ball stuff, people forget when Kobe said he was going into the draft as his father had sort of diagrammed how he wanted it to go. Kobe got a lot of criticism, and people didn't think he was even close to being NBA ready or may not have, you know, been a kid that was going to be a star. I think a lot of people forget that Kobe took a different path to get to the NBA. He was 100%. There as a kid, too. Yeah,
he was there as a kid, but there wasn't as much of this shenanigans. I mean, we got to see this guy's face on ESPN.com every day.
I truly don't get it. It's one of the more confusing stories to me. I don't know, and I'm surprised it gets the attention it does. Without the attention, he wouldn't be. But without there being interest, there wouldn't be attention. So I'm just confused as to who is interested in it.
Maybe it's just outrageous.
I think it's the writers are more interested in it because you think about it. You interview athletes all the time. It gets a little bit flat.
Well,
right?
they don't say anything, and I understand why they don't say anything. But he
they're
says
told
outrageous
not
to crap.
Say anything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He and Draymond Green are the two most exciting interviews in basketball right now. Draymond's funny after games. Draymond just talks a lot of smack. He's got a great podcast. So I think those two give these writers and these journalists some excitement.
The Ball's son who's playing for the Lakers, Lonzo, he seems like a pretty good kid though, right?
Yeah, but you know what? He's killing my fantasy basketball team. Okay.
Yeah, Doug,
you
forgot that before you asked the question. Yeah.
I am sitting here deciding this is the weekend where I cut ties. I tried offering out a trade, and guess what? He's bringing my free throw percentage down so much that I can't trade him even. I got to throw him back onto the waiver wire.
That's a first world problem.
It really is. Yeah. So I'm disgusted. I know he took him as a flyer late in the draft, thought I was being cute. Yeah, that really backfired.
That's a bad beat is what it is. But we have a text here from somebody who says, Lisa Ann, you got me to the ship with that Joe Flacco call last week. I need one last clutch call from the queen of fantasy football. Should I start Samaje Perine, Jay Ajayi, or Kerwin Williams? Now, Perine, I thought, got hurt. Didn't he?
He's going to have to start Jay Ajayi no matter how much he does or doesn't want to. Perine, yes, did get hurt. Kerwin Williams also got hurt. We don't know the extent of him coming back and how well he'll be playing. It was an ankle injury. He's going to have to go Jay Ajayi.
I'm waiting for Ajayi to have one. He seemed like he would have one or two games with the Dolphins per year. And granted, it's only a small sample size at this point where he would put up like a Julio Jones kind of game about a month ago.
I think he'll do it against the Oakland Raiders. I mean, the Raiders are just dismal at best.
Yeah, I've been putting him on a lot of DraftKings teams. Like, I'd put him on my double-digit rosters, and then he would still just not. And I'm surprised they keep giving the ball to LeGarrette Blount. when Ajayi would have, like when they played at L.A. a couple weeks ago, he averaged 5.5 yards per carry. I just don't know why they don't use him more.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen in Philadelphia. They're going to sit some of their starters halfway through this game if it's a blowout. So Jay Ajayi will be getting the work because they're not going to risk throwing the ball up in the air. And as a matter of fact, I'm worried about them swapping out a quarterback just to give their guy rest. So you have all of these concerns right now with a team that has such a great record and is just questing to go as far as they can in the season. So Jay Ajayi is the pick. I hope he gets all the way through the ship, and I appreciate the fact that he listened to us and got there.
A Joe Flacco call. You want to talk about contrarian. But the Eagles still have to win. They're a game up on the Vikings. Do they not have to win? They're 12-2. Vikings are 11-3.
Yeah.
So you think they'd start, or benching people if they're up huge.
Yep.
I see what you're saying from a game.
And they've already been talking about. So what do you think, what do you guys think the outlook is for Zeke this week?
I like him. I hesitate, though, because the Cowboys, whenever they're a fairly decent favorite at home, coming off a win, historically, for whatever reason, these are the kinds of things I monitor being a daily fantasy nerd and also sports gambler, they don't cover.
And then
here's the other thing, Lisa Ann, and this, I'm sure you're aware of this with as closely as you monitor football for your show on SiriusXM, is when you have a team coming off an absolutely horrible performance, and that was that's a historically bad performance for Seattle, that everybody will go against Seattle, and then something weird will happen, and they'll wind up either winning or covering. So then that makes me think, would Elliott have a good game if my logic tells me somehow Seattle is going to wind up winning or covering, even though I took the Cowboys? But I just know a lot of action will be on Dallas.
You are so right, and I think Seattle's going to go out there, and Jimmy Graham, who's gotten nothing for the past 2 weeks, is going to get some. Doug Baldwin's going to get some. You know, I think this is going to be a big game for Seattle, but the last three matchups between Seattle and Dallas have been very low-scoring games. So in my mind, I'm really backing off from this in daily fantasy, and not really, I mean, Zeke's 8,000 on DFS. You know, I just don't see him pulling that weight, so he won't be in my lineup. I did have him in one of the ships I'm going to. I have him to play, but it's scary because I have some better options that I've made it this far with, and part of me is like, what if I don't play Kamara and I play Zeke, and here goes, you know, my season.
We've got a few texts coming in, people wanting your advice. You've displayed how well you know the game throughout the course of the season. People are counting on you for the championships. Would you go with Bortles or Jameis is famous this weekend?
Bortles or James?
Bortles. Bortles is playing really well. Jameis is not. Jameis could recover, but Carolina is at home, so I'm definitely going Bortles. Bortles put up a good 28 to 30 points if you had him in PPR last week.
Deion Lewis or Kenyon Drake?
I love the Drake. Remember that from Seinfeld? I love the Drake.
Doug, do you remember
that?
Good call.
Was he talking about the hotel or a duck?
No.
The Drake.
And then at the end of it, I hate the Drake.
Yes. Kansas City's defense has just fallen apart. I think that's a good spot there.
Deion Lewis, though, may own the lion's share with no Rex Burkhead. I don't know. I could see it maybe being a James White weekend. You never know with what Belichick's going to do. Hell, Mike Gillisley might wind up being the guy.
This is a revenge game for Mike Gillisley, and I think secretly we're going to all be trolled, and we're going to see Mike Gillisley out there, and nobody's going to play
him. I'm going to have to put some Mike Gillisley lineups
together. DFS, for sure. I'm doing the same.
You better believe it. Let's see. This decision is killing me, Lisa Ann. Marshawn Lynch or DeMarco Murray in a PPR league? Doug, that's from Patrick Albert.
No, good question,
I really
Patrick.
Can't play Marshawn Lynch against Philadelphia. Philadelphia at home, they have a serious defense. You know, Lynch just got fined $24,000 for that shenanigans. I think he's going to be hot and heated and potentially not make it through the game. So if he gets tossed out for some sort of bad attitude nonsense, now you're stuck with a donut for the rest of the way, and it's not a good matchup for him. He's had his big games against the teams that have no defense.
Marquise Goodwin or Mike Wallace?
I like the Mike Wallace play this week.
Doug, can be a low floor but high ceiling guy. Marquise Goodwin has been damn good and seems to be Jimmy Garoppolo's favorite target.
Wallace he's his little buddy. It's kind of like Tom Brady and Gronk. You know what I mean? They're making that little love connection.
Wallace is awfully good on 60 Minutes, though.
No,
solid for years.
Different gentleman. Lisa Ann, Foles or Taylor? That comes from the Swing Haven board member.
Foles.
You insta-called that one.
Yeah.
But what about the fact that maybe Taylor's going to be throwing a lot because they're going to fall behind the Patriots and Foles might be up big and they'll start running and grinding clock and trying to get healthy? I'm asking about game flow, Doug. I'm asking about game flow. That's why.
I know. I heard it.
I get it. But I just can't trust Taylor this season. He hasn't been consistent enough. I know New England has some holes in their secondary, but in that Buffalo, I'm only seeing LeSean McCoy getting any action this week. New England's going to play like it's week 16. We know how they can kick it up a notch when they want to, and that's just what they're going to do this week at home.
Ask Lisa Ann, would she go with Manchild 79 or Manchild 79? Doug, that comes from Manchild 79.
Her choice is there. Yeah.
I will go with Manchild underscore 79.
Wow. Oh, wow. That'll make Manchild 79 happy. He can use that in a couple hours.
Do you have any toe rings?
Oh, Mr. Feet. I used to wear toe rings.
No, Doug is.
No, that's what Mr. Manchild would have asked.
Doug is Subman, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're asking on behalf of Manchild.
Right. That's a question he usually asks.
Yeah.
So, what are you guys doing for New Year's Eve? Let's talk about what you guys do.
Doug, what are you doing? I think you're anchoring, aren't you?
Probably. I need the exposure. I've only been there 30 years. It'd be wonderful to get about three or four more minutes of exposure.
I pour scotch and watch Lisa Ann movies.
Do you?
Good for you.
That is what the whole world should be doing.
Pleasuring
Stay
themselves
home.
To you.
Yes.
What are you going to be? Are you going to be in L.A.? You going to be at the Viper Room?
I don't go out on New Year's Eve. I've done that part of my life already. Now people are insane. It's crowded. It's too much. And it's not for me. I will be home relaxing with some friends. Just a real low-key night.
Who will come over? Kendra Sunderland will be over.
Who are these friends?
My regular friends.
Civilians.
My non-porno friends. Civilian friends. Yes.
Yeah, that's what they call them. They call them civilians.
And I'm actually working Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
You got
Day,
an anchor too?
And New Year's Day. Yeah, because my shows fall on Sunday and Mondays.
Oh,
and there's
my
games.
God.
So I just, you know, I don't have kids. There's no reason. My boss said, I said to him, like, throw me in the mix. I'm fine with it. It's so fun and easy, and it's the end of the season, so I want to be a part of it.
God bless America. I mean, it is championship weekend.
It is. It's a big deal. This is important to a lot of people.
Two Saturday games tomorrow, two Monday games on Christmas Day, Doug. So a smaller slate on Sunday. And keep an eye on that for your DraftKings plays as Lisa Ann and I will go heavy on Mike Gillisley.
Okay. Yep. That's the heavy play.
I guess. It's a contrarian play. I do value contrarian plays. I think like a Devin Funchess might go off this weekend because people will be off of him after a bad week.
He's nursing that little injury as well. That bothers me. But yeah, I think he's a good play this week. I will tell you who I will not be playing. I will not be playing any Cincinnati Bengals.
Looks like they've shut it down.
Yeah, clearly they shut it down on my fantasy teams, okay? They shut it down. Oh, so upset. I'm not over it.
No, there's nothing wrong with being upset about that. I mean, if you did have A.J. Green, for example, it might have cost you a chance to play for the championship.
In a super flex with two quarterbacks, when you're in a 14-team super flex, there's no quarterbacks on the waiver. I'm stuck rolling with Andy Dalton, who gives me less than 3 points. I just want to be mad and heartbroken at the same time.
I got a text here from Painter Guy, Doug. Has Lisa Ann ever been approached by Barstool? Now, Asa Akira does a show on Barstool. Does she not? Or she used to?
Yep, she used to, yeah.
And you're so damn good. You have a million plus followers on Twitter, a legend in the stag game, plus you know football like nobody's business. I would think you would make sense to have a show on Barstool. Have they approached you, and are you interested?
I know them well. I love where I'm at right now. My boss is just a great person, and I want to stay working for him. You know, when I first met my boss, he said to me, Lisa, if you hire good people, you can do anything. And it's true. All the people that I work with are so great that I'm in this comfort zone, and he's, you know, I just don't want to be out of my element, and I want to show gratitude to the people that gave me the opportunity from the get-go, because of course now everybody's trying to poach me. And I say to him, you know what? My boss believed me when I was still shooting scenes. So you know what? I'm sticking it out.
Look at that, Doug. Look at that loyalty. That's why Doug has been at KMOV for 30 years.
Almost 30.
Were you shooting scenes too during it?
Sports scenes. Sports scenes. A lot of sports scenes.
Hey, Lisa, if you're just looking to take it easy on New Year's Eve, I think the wife and I are just going to take it easy and hang out at the house as well if you're bored. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack. And I can tell you this, Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife, Lisa Ann, is very attractive. So this might be an offer if you want to head up to rural Illinois. And
you know, I am looking for a couple. I'd like to meet a nice, sexy, successful couple who would just like to hang out like one weekend a month and have some fun together.
Wouldn't that be nice? Come to St. Louis, maybe we should do not lesbian dating game, but couple dating
game.
Oh,
that would be so fun. Put that on the agenda.
Doug, I think we've got ourselves a winner.
Don't we have swingers from Swing Haven that call
in? Yeah, I have a Swing Haven board member, and she said she's only into women.
Now, these don't have to be swingers. They could be normal couples.
That you would turn.
Yes.
That makes it even hotter.
I know.
You ever turned anybody, lady?
I try not to. Why? But it does happen.
What does it matter?
Who cares? Well, you don't want someone to regret. The rule of thumb with turning someone is they have to be completely sober. Because you don't want somebody to regret something when they sober up.
Doug, that's the rule of thumb if you're going to be turning anybody this holiday weekend.
I did not know that.
Keep them sober. It doesn't happen as frequently, so you know.
Already we have received a number of texts saying they're in. I mean, look at this. I'm
couples?
In. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yep, yep.
They're interested?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
You don't know our audience.
Yeah.
Some haven't seen a girl in like 8 years.
Well, they have to have a wife to be
right.
a couple.
Right. Now, that's correct.
Yeah.
Although I could see a gay couple
There's
listening to the program, maybe bringing in. Would you do that? Would you do a gay couple? I mean, because I don't know if we'd be discriminating against if you didn't do a gay couple.
Right. We have to leave it neutral, right?
That's right.
We have
exactly.
to be equal opportunity.
So what if it were a lesbian couple?
We could do all couples. Yes. And we'll openly gauge it by asking questions.
We might have to book the Scott Trade Center for this TMA.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about gay guys? Because obviously they wouldn't be into Lisa Ann.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because our audience does feature a lot of gay gentlemen, Doug, as you know.
Yeah.
And
but,
so,
you know, like, gay gentlemen text. Do like to watch regular porno, so maybe they
could
be voyeurs. Yeah.
Gay gentlemen like to watch women
and
stag?
Gay men do love me because I did the Sarah Palin thing. I won over a lot of hearts because, and by the way, have you guys seen Sarah Palin just chiming off on the internet lately?
No, you'd be surprised
time.
To hear I don't follow her on Twitter.
Well, I got to tell you, for years I followed her and I got blocked. And then
somebody
that works in her camp one day unblocked me. And it was like the gates of heaven had opened that I could retweet all of her posts and make commentary. I don't know why I find it so funny, but I do. And I send her like box covers of Who's Nailing Palin. And I'm still not blocked again. So I'm just playing with it until I get reblocked.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah, you're torturing the woman.
She hasn't DM'd me yet, but if I got a DM, I would lose my lunch.
What if Sarah Palin were interested in you?
This would be something I would have to do, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
you
I'd bring
to
a ton
so.
Of security and Secret Service and everything else because I'd be fearful. We'd have to meet in a neutral place. I wouldn't trust Alaska with all the guns that she has. And, you know, I don't want to be on the fort, but this could be interesting.
That would be hot.
Wouldn't it?
Has she ever commented on the film?
There were a couple pranksters that got through to her PR people, and she had acted as if she didn't see it. But, you know, she saw it. TMZ brought it up to her. A lot of people brought it up to her during the whole shenanigans. I loved it.
And weren't there? Didn't you do two?
We did six, man.
Six?
Play the hitch, Tim.
Yeah, I guess you do. When you find something that worked, you keep going back to the...
We did Obama's Nailin' Palin, Hollywood's Nailin' Palin, Letterman's Nailin' Palin.
David Letterman?
Well, remember when Letterman made a comment
right. yeah,
about
yeah.
her daughter? So, you know, every time she did some, I feel like every time she took a dump, we got a call. And it was like, hey, Lisa, we're going to shoot another one.
Doug, that would be
tomorrow?
Called a scat film.
No.
Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife says, we are in, name a time, and we will be available. Wow, wow, wow.
And I'm intrigued by her because she allows, is that his Twitter profile name or is that just what he goes by?
That's what he texts into, but his wife comes to our shows and she is legitimately attractive. She's
Ooh.
Attempting to seduce my wife, but I think she has moved on to you, Lisa Ann, and this is going to be wonderful to see Doug. Couples dating game at the Scott Trade Center.
Oh, and then I can bring couples to, like, if I go to an event like AVN, they could be my dates. You know, there's so many cool things that can come out of this for everyone.
Okay, but this will never happen.
I think this might actually happen.
Let's be
honest, said you would come to St. Louis for free, yeah. I'm like, well, hell, now this can actually happen.
Yeah, this can happen. Like, listen, I'm free to move about the country. Once football season is over, I have a lot more freedom. But this can definitely
happen.
Do you
go to the Super Bowl?
I don't go. I usually go to Radio Row the week before, but then come home for the Super Bowl.
God, I bet those radio creeps just fall all over you.
I'll tell you what, on Super Bowl Sunday, Sirius lets me cover the Puppy Bowl. And I don't know if you've ever watched the Puppy Bowl, but it's absolutely the most adorable thing in the world.
Doug, you ever watch the Puppy
Bowl? I have seen it.
Yeah. I have watched this Puppy Bowl.
I get to commentate. My co-host Howard Bender and I sit there. We talk about what Puppy
He called the Rams games when they moved here, 95 to 98.
That was Gary Bender. Not Howard Bender.
I think he changed his name.
I don't think it's the same guy.
We actually do a fantasy football league on the puppies. So we get the Animal Planet to send us all the breakdown of the puppies about a month in advance. And then we put brackets together and we write out, you know, specs on all the dogs. And then we have other people come in and be in this league. And it's pretty fun.
Nice.
Yeah,
Animal Planet, Doug. It's, the Swing Haven board member couple has sent a picture they would like the sea monster to forward to Lisa Ann.
Oh, this is fantastic. I didn't know I had this kind of game.
Yeah, it's happening here, and it's going to be a magical, magical segment. And it's very important for us to at least let the camera crew follow you guys for your date, and then at some point we'll say, we'll let you go and have the rest of the evening to yourself.
Kind of like on The Bachelor, where they go
that's
in the fantasy
exactly
suite.
The fantasy yeah. suite.
You know what? I've never watched The Bachelor. Is it good?
No.
Yes,
okay.
It's good.
No.
Fantastic.
Women like it.
It's fantastic.
Women
show.
Seem to like it.
Do women like it more when it's the woman and all the men and she's getting to choose, or when it's a
that's
man
a good
and all
question.
The men?
I don't think it matters. Love is love.
I would like it more when it's the woman. I would like to be the woman with all the guys, but the problem is I would never want to be with any of those guys. They're all just so weird.
Well, how do you know if you've never watched it?
Good question,
I've seen
Doug.
Bits of it on the news, you
yeah,
know,
Doug.
News. They cover it. You know, they show you these pictures of these people. And I'm like, he seems like he has a little bit too much ego, or he works out too much, or he tans too much, or, you know, just too much, like too much work.
If you were picking a porn star bachelor and star bachelorette show,
good question.
Who would be the chick and who would be the dude?
Lexington Steele's obviously the bachelor, but I wonder who the bachelorette would be.
Caldwell Jones was another guy that was
a
very serviceable big man for a very long time.
Sure,
played in the league many
the
years.
Girl be?
Lana Rhodes seems like she has it.
Yeah, Lana Rhodes would be good. Tori Black.
Tori
would be good
Black. Iggy, you and Biff interviewed Tori Black.
We interviewed her at the couch at the new strip club, and she's back doing movies, I hear.
She is
back doing scenes. Yes, she's loving it. So I think Tori Black would be good. For the male performer, I'm going to have to say probably Manuel Ferreira, because it's the girl.
Plowboy, there's
him.
Your guy. That's Plowboy's guy.
He's got
guy.
That French accent. The women just fawn over him.
Doug, that's the Plowboy's guy, Manuel. Plowboy, how's that make you feel to hear Lisa Ann select your favorite performer?
It's good, and she liked the finer things in life. It's like when some people get quartz instead of granite. That's not the move. You go, you spend the money, and it's worth it. So Manuel's a good choice.
What are you talking about? When I watch Flip or Flop, they go with quartz a lot.
Of course they do. They're looking for that extra bang for the buck. They only make about 30 or 40 grand a pop. Watch Million Dollar Listing New York. It is amazing, Lisa.
I love those shows. Yeah. I love the fact you can just rip a sink out of the wall and not be afraid of it.
I'm addicted to them, so yeah.
I'm addicted. I watched 3 hours last night while I was working on my computer.
Look at that. See, Doug, we can discuss that when Lisa Ann comes to town for the Scott Trade Center show. Lisa Ann,
I can't wait.
This has been such a great run here on this show. I'm telling you, our audiences love the segments. When you cover stag and fantasy football, I don't know what else you could ask for. Now you're going to bang one of our audience's couples. And how wonderful is that, Doug?
What's great about it, if I pick a local couple, when I come back to visit them once a month, I see you guys on the regular. This is just a win-win-win-win-win
right now. DB's has made it possible. If you're looking for a place to hang out, my God, why wouldn't you hang out at DB's? Thank you to them for their sponsorship. A great place to go before and after the game. Lisa Ann, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thank you so much for joining us throughout the football season. We have absolutely loved it.
Have a great holiday season to you and all your listeners, and we will see each other and talk again soon.
Can't wait. There she is, Lisa Ann.
Thank you, Lisa.
I don't know if we've ever had a better guest in the history of the show. Douglas was good.
Yes, I like the schedule reading.
Guys, I love the Lisa Ann segments. That's from SB.
Passon was the same kind of guest where he's very friendly.
Mm. That's not that friendly, really.
This couples thing is going to happen.
It is going to happen, actually.
I think I can guarantee it's going to happen.
Well, that means Lisa Ann has to...
Oh, she's in, though.
Okay. Yeah, she's in. She'll
you
be
never
in.
Know what
I kind of do think she's
or,
in. Because I thought she would have said, I want, like, an appearance fee. I honestly thought it would cost maybe in total $5,000 when you include the airfare and hotel and then, you know, miscellaneous.
The only
expenses.
Thing that makes me suspect, I mean, she's in L.A. where there's lots of people there. Why would she have to look
well,
to...
Well, I asked her point blank last week. I said, what would the ballpark appearance fee be? She goes, I do it for free. Because I kind of believe her. I have to tell you that.
I'm not saying she wouldn't make an appearance. I'm saying to start dating a couple
well, I think we would do like the
rural
dating.
Illinois.
He's going to date a couple of ball sacks.
Well, I mean, in fairness, it's not really rural Illinois. It's the peninsula.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think
right.
That's a little different.
That's as trendy as it gets in St.
Now,
Louis.
These guys saying, hey, we're in. I'm sure all of those guys had a text or a call correspondence with their wives or girlfriends said, hey, you ready to do this? So
could be some
I'm sure all of
these
that texted
later today.
I mean, I think we could probably have 10 couples ready to go. Iggy, what do you think?
Oh, I think so.
Yep.
And I think it's not necessarily going to have sex. If it happens, it happens. Just like, didn't we set up somebody with, what's her name, when she came to town?
Doug, who did we set up? Bree Olson.
Bree Olson. And that just...
Right.
turned into nothing.
So what we have here is we have another fry bar slash puppet amphitheater situation.
Yes. No, look, if the ball sacks all of a sudden win this thing and they go out to dinner or whatever afterwards and they say, let's do it, we're into it, and there may be a couple that just wants to hang out and maybe kiss a little bit with the girls, but
like heavy petting, bro.
Yeah, so I think we would get a ton of couples, and I think it would be a huge night.
Could you imagine them going on a date? Them at Busch Stadium, Lisa Ann sitting next to a couple 400 pounders with helmet nachos, and you got the ball sacks to the right of her. I think that is a beautiful.
Cap can get them on kiss cam, and all three of them start going at it.
Lisa Ann will be bringing her husband. Is that how it works?
She's not married.
Well, who's going to be her significant other?
It's an MFF. It's not as popular.
It's just her,
right?
When she said couples, I figured she was married or something, has a significant other. That would be a couples.
You were busy talking basketball when we were going through this.
Yeah, Artis Gilmore, you could go with his.
Guys, Lisa
Ann's
segments are Radio Gold. I drop everything until it's over. It's the best. That's from the 314.
And the thing is, even if it's just a single listener, they probably have a really good chance with Lisa Ann. You know,
yeah. Anybody who, you know, with a quick line, a few dollars in his pocket, he's going to do very well.
Doug, what a show it's been all week long. And Iggy points that out with the drops of the week.
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's drops of the week.
You turned on, bro?
Gets horny just like everybody else.
What were you wearing?
The spring fashion trends in Thailand.
They don't stretch throats in Cottleville.
Yeah, I was enjoying a nice soak.
If you're single, is it still swinging?
Do you have those turlets that spray water to clean your meatloaf slicer after dropping hot, steamy boy mud?
Why don't you shut your yap about your little fantasy issues?
Clean your undercarriage, I'll guarantee you that.
But I dig that Amy Dubman.
Freedom!
Daddy Padre, big boy.
The close proximity to a female.
You see the cuck in everything, though, don't you?
1080p, bitch. Abu Dhabi.
Owned by P. Diddy. P. Diddy.
Taste me.
And I can remember a chick with a ball gag.
Don't be butthurt.
What's a prison wallet?
You think female ghost trip?
Word up, G. Give it to me. What do you need?
It's a tight, tight, tight rim.
Papa shot action is what my girlfriend calls our anal play.
How about I come up to the station on Friday? Could I come up and meet you?
No. And isn't Grindr the gay one?
Doug, that's the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing to be proud
another
of there.
Great one. Another Tim. Great show. All that was said right in the middle of the show proper.
Now here's something. I'm going to give a pro tip here. Do you mind?
No.
You know, a lot of stores close on Christmas Eve, and if you're hungry for a treat, what are you going to do on Christmas Eve or Christmas?
Nummy, 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 Lena, Lena.
That's exactly right.
Oh, wow.
That's exactly. So what I would recommend to you today or tomorrow is to hit your neighborhood grocery store. Schnucks, Deerbergs.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, well, I went to St. Louis U High, so I go to Straub's, but, you know, like CBC, Geico's, Shopping Saver, Aldi, whatever. My point is, they're going to have Lena's for you. And Lena's Pizza has earned Plowboy's seal of approval, and it is the rage on the fan page, Jack. Make sure you store up for the winter. Plus, I hear tell there's going to be some snow. Plus, okay. I hear tell there's going to be some snow.
Lower your voice a little bit.
Lena's Pizza has been flying off store shelves, so stack up before hungry relatives raid your refrigerator this month. Frozen pizza has never tasted this good before. It's 100% Provel, Jack. 100% Provel. Frozen pizza has never tasted this good before, so if you haven't tried Lena's yet, then I sincerely suggest that you should. Like Plowsy says, nummy, 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 Lena, Lena. Doug, that's Lena's Pizza.
Yeah, I heard him say that a time or two.
You know anything about Ryan Kelly?
Well, I do. I do know a lot about Ryan Kelly. He can refinance your mortgage, give you a new mortgage. The rates are in the twos. Some of the loans have rates in the twos.
Twos.
So if you haven't refinanced, get
seven,
onto that.
7 points better is mine, nines.
Yeah, well, you want the low rate in this case. You want the lowest rate possible. You're not trying to make money. You're trying to save it here. So get the low rate, and Ryan Kelly can show you how to do that. Everybody knows that when you want the lowest mortgage rate and the best loan, you go to Ryan Kelly and the home loan expert. But we've seen firsthand how there's so much more to these guys than just getting you the best deal. They love to give back to many charities in St. Louis, Friends of Kids with Cancer, SSM, Cardinal Glennon, The Backstoppers, Catherine Cares, St. Patrick Center, and the list goes on and on and on. He is involved in so many things to make the St. Louis community a little bit nicer place. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home. Why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-7.
What's wrong?
Call Ryan at 314-781-9700
or visit them online at thehomeloanexpert.com.
We have another entrant. Hall of Famer Dave says he's pretty sure he can get the gal to attend.
That'd be funny.
He's pretty sure he hadn't asked yet. He's going to work up the nerve a little later.
Maybe after giving out Christmas gifts.
Right. Yeah. This doesn't want to be left out completely of the bidding process.
You think Bull and Paddywhack would be in?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a tight read. Manchild 79 is very aggressive on this. Sounds like he's in.
I mean, the Bull and Paddywhack have to be in just solely based upon what some of his answers will probably be at this game. So
he might be able to teach Lisa Ann a thing or two.
I have to tell you, I think if the Swinghaven board member and or Scott's Wrinkled Ballsacks win, I do think there'll be activity. I do. I'm telling you that. That's what I think.
And maybe Janie and the Viking Queen will come in town for that.
Wow. Well, Iggy, it seems like you're building this for your own fantasy person. Maybe you're not looking at it rationally.
No, I'm doing it for the listeners because I think it could be a huge,
huge
night.
That's what Doug with the Foot Fetish Friday.
This could be the biggest turnout of anything this show has ever done.
Look at the success we had with the dating game. We had Larry and Biff as two of the three contestants. Right. So.
Behind a curtain where everybody knew who they were anyway.
Doug, what if your wife is pregnant? Thanks, that's from the 314.
Maybe back off. Maybe sit this one out. Sit this one out.
You know, it's been a hell of a week on the show.
No, we just said that with Iggy's drop, so we're good.
We're going to celebrate it with the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut.
One.
I don't care if they had somebody en route. There should be a backup goaltender there all the time. Bring Marty Brodeur out of the press box if you have to.
Nice, give
me
more.
The one thing you don't do, you don't pull some schlepper out of Section 305 to stack the pillows. You don't do it now. You don't do it 10 years ago. You don't ever do it. If you got to carry a third backup goaltender, then by golly, that's what you carry. Somebody who might have a spare set of waffle boards and crab-handed rivet snatcher. It's not that hard to find them.
Cut two.
Daddy Padre was listening to the interview. Here's Blues backup goaltender Daddy Padre.
Backup.
All right, before I start gloating, Tim, can you give me the Star Wars introduction that you like to do with the do-do-do thing? Because I would like to have that as my entrance.
Yeah, don't get any entrance music.
Woot, 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 woot. It's like a round. Like if I start doing row, row, row your boat, and then you start doing row, row, row your boat, it's called a round.
Ryan.
Cut
three. Larry, what's your emotion right now?
Again, the mic would be...
Great ad lib. She's got it, okay.
Oh,
Larry's mouth is it's a gaping mouth, bro.
Bird is about ready.
Oh.
Look at him in position.
Oh, this is so hot.
It's not hot. No, go ahead.
Look at Buck Swope's not happy with the angle. Oh, now he's knocked over things on Big Al.
You don't want to choke
She's spitting into Larry's mouth. Oh, and he's got it. Oh, and he's chewing it up. Oh, he's chewing it up, Doug. Oh, he's chewing it up so happily.
Cut.
I'll leave it at the four.
Doug, what has your dander up this morning?
I don't know what it's a touchdown anymore in the NFL.
Nice take.
Jesse James caught that ball.
Good.
He took three steps. He dives into the end zone. That's 6 points.
Good.
Steelers are going to win it. No, let's take a little look-see. He only had it for 3-4 seconds before he dove in. Let's take it away from him. I'm tired of it.
Cut.
Five.
Fifth. Yes.
There.
Yes.
Sorry I missed the Hot Shots Thursday, but I had other priorities. Penthouse House VIP Club was having their Christmas party the same night. Yeah, it was a Thailand theme, too.
What kind of theme?
Thailand.
Cut.
Six.
There's a new sex doll on sale that looks like Justin Bieber, and it's selling fast.
Mm.
Doug, is it cheating if you have sex with a Justin Bieber robot?
That's a good question,
probably
actually.
Probably not.
Is it cheating if you, like, your wife's out of town and you have sex with a fleshlight? Is it cheating?
So let's say today Anna Marie walks in on me in the bedroom, and there's this Justin Bieber robot just banging away at me.
Cut.
Seven.
How would you like to come in here as a Boston Bruins fighting for a playoff spot? Your goalie got hurt. He got hurt in the pregame. What are we going to do? Let's look up in the bleachers and see if we can bring somebody down to play goalie for us. This should not be the case in the NHL or any other hockey league in the world. And yet we saw it. We saw it right here. And who do they pull out of the crowd? Somebody who wants me to wear diapers. I'm not going to take it. I am tired, period, of period, it, exclamation point.
The moment. They're going wild in the Mound City.
Doug, that's what it's all about.
Mound City.
Send that up to FS1.
Then, of course, Kelly Chase set you proper on that and told you that...
had a rights holder take on that one.
That the kid would be better than Bertuzzo.
No, he wouldn't be.
Doug, we have Hot Shots email today, but do you know anything about the STL tax lawyer?
Yeah, I see Bitcoin starting to make a little comeback. It was down in the 11th charge. A little while ago. Now it's back up to 13,000 some. If you've invested heavily in Bitcoin or any other virtual currencies, you need to listen up and maybe take some advice from former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton. Do you know the IRS has asked a federal judge to force Coinbase to turn over its entire list of Bitcoin account holders? Why? Well, equipped with this info, the IRS can begin targeting taxpayers who have not reported their Bitcoin gains on their tax returns. If this message has given you heart palpitations, you should contact Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com today for a free consultation regarding your Bitcoin related tax issues. Let me give you the website again.
Yeah.
STLTaxLawyer.com, and that's attorney Mark Milton. He can help you out with all of your Bitcoin questions. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Suspension special on the line of Hot Shots. Doug, here we go. 'Twas the show before Christmas, and all through the loo, the lemmings cried out, "Tim, we love you." The stockings were hung by the dais with glee, even one for Iggy, though he did cuck Mike Lee. Doug wandered the malls, he searched through stores, not looking for gifts, but for twinks and boy whores. When our eyes met that night, I knew I was blessed, and I hoped he would finish somewhere on my chest.
Okay, that's
and I
enough.
Heard him say as he rode me that night, "Merry Christmas to all, I'll free dotum tonight."
Didn't
Doug,
say
that it. Comes from Doug Vaughn's Illicit East Side Lover.
It's pretty good, though.
It's not good.
The iambic pentameter was tight. Hey, jabronis. We all like percentage breakdowns. In honor of Christmas, here are the percentages of what Doug and I will do this weekend. Sip hot cocoa, 5%. Stare at the Yule log. Do you have a problem if somebody spells the Yule log U-H-L?
Yeah, it's wrong. Get a Y in there, mister.
Whilst rubbing each other's inner thighs, 30%. Pull down our pan, expose our boy beef, and play toss the candy cane, 25%. Doug puts on a Santa hat and rides me like Rudolph
okay,
the first cowgirl, 50%.
That's enough. Who was it, Tim?
Mae Young's newborn
hand. Mae Young's newborn hand is no longer eligible to win the email because his name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension
wasn't so good,
log hill.
But it could still win.
He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Guys, Pops here. I got each of you a Christmas gift again this year. As with any good gift, these require a lengthy explanation, so here it goes. Tim, I got you a coupon for good for one baptism at my place. I heard you talking about getting the new edition tithed. Is that what they call it? Tithed?
No, baptized. They've got more time to say
baptized. I think bapt is a short version.
And if there's one thing I'm good at, it's baptizing white people. No cash value, redeemable on Tuesdays only. Kat, I got you a musical spittoon. Whenever you spit some chew into it, just right, and it hits the bullseye, plays the first two bars of There's No Business Like Sugar.
I like it.
Ethel Merman. When you need to clean it, you just push the button on the attached miniature Colton Wong action figure shirt. He starts to cry, and his little tears wash away all the brown juices. Iggy, I got you a ski mask. I thought it would be cute for you to put it on every time you hijack a discussion about Lena's Pizza with a story about you giving one to your gay neighbor on a parking lot or showing up at a family party with your own Frios and Pizza under your arm like a damn briefcase. We get it. You don't understand why they included Darren in the copy points and not you, the one with all the neat quote stories. I never even thought about that angle. Doug, I got you a wiener corsage. Keep it refrigerated until you're ready to wear it or it will wilt. And trust me, there's nothing more Hoosier than a guy at the MAC New Year's Eve party wearing the wilted wiener corsage. Parumpa pum pum. That's Misty Plops.
Misty Pretty Plops, good. Assistant Program Director.
I'm a woman. I like other women. See, that sets it right out where we're going.
Bikini model Brittany.
Oh, you read this?
No.
The sea monster just...
No, it's the only woman who ever emails in.
If tripping and having promiscuous, steamy, kinky sex with them means I'm not ladylike, then I guess I'm just not a lady. Because if you guys knew what me and my gal pal are about to do with these candy canes, you would blush. Just like the blush Tammy left on my buttocks from the tongue action she just gave me. Toodaloo, kangaroos. Doug, that's a bikini model Brittany.
Bikini model Brittany.
Bikini model Brittany said, after a while, crocodile the other day. It's just not what you would think for a very sexual young lesbian.
No, because it's a very, very old reference.
Alternate Godfather scene episode 7.5.
All right.
In Vito's office, famous crooner Burl Ives is sobbing, asking the Godfather for a favor. I have this great song, but this big shot record executive won't let me record it. It goes like this: silver and gold. Silver and gold.
Silver and gold.
Put down the crack pipe. Silver and gold. This tune would make me such a star. I'd be a lock to play the snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What can I do, Godfather? What can I do? Vito slaps Burl. You can act like a man. I can't believe the guy who did Holly Jolly Christmas is now crying like a little girl. In a month, this record exec is going to give you whatever you want. But Steve Miller's already booked the studio. He's got some dumb song where he rhymes faxes with taxes.
It's very well done.
Don't worry, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
And finally, hola, mis amigos. Yes, the rumors are true. Many times during the typing of my emails, I retreat to my clubhouse to perform sex acts on a stranger. Mostly male, male, females, male, females, female, female, cuck, male, male, Sibian, female, strappy, male, 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 chindo. It's a strap. It's a crazy lifestyle. But it's my addiction, my cross to bear. My stepdad, Chet, knows and sometimes joins in. Hold on a second. I got a rumbling into my naughty bits. There's some hot moans in the background. Okay, I'm back. I had to take a sex break. Anyway, my Mount Rushmore of rappers is Joaquin Phoenix, Shaq, Vanilla Ice, and K-Fed. I'll be your boyfriend. You'll be my girlfriend. You'll never let go of me. On the naughty list, St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas.
Nicholas. He's new. Right.
And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email today. Show me what you got.
I thought they had three standout emails. Doug Vaughn's illicit lover. No. Bill Pullman was great. Those two were very good, but I thought the best was Misty Plops. I'm going Plops.
I was going to go with Plops or Bill Pullman. I think I'll switch it up and go with Bikini Model Britney.
Oh, my God.
Just because it was weird.
Well, what have the others been for the last decade?
Well, the others are kind of uncomfortable.
I'm going with Misty Plops. You end an email with pum-pum-pum-pum. You're probably going to get my vote. Problem. Congratulations to Misty Plops. You have won the Hot Shots email of the day. Frank's up next. He's going to do a real show. It's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. Merry Christmas to all. And Frank is up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box here on 590 The Fan, KFNS.